we have in Mark's Gospel what we would consider or call a spectacle story. We all appreciate certain spectacles, those that are exhilarating, those who show us great displays and are very showy, spectacles such as great fireworks displays. There's also such a thing as making a spectacle of yourself. Often been warned about that in my own lifetime, and maybe you have as well. There's a story about the young girl in school who was kind of ticked off at all of her friends, and she sent this text message. And the message was, "I can't stand people who don't know the difference between your and your," with the apostrophe. "They're so dumb." To which one of her friends responded, "It's not there, T-H-E-I-R, it's there, T-H-E-R-E. Yeah, you see, that's not right either. And also, there are spectacles, or what we would call glasses. And they're called that because it makes it possible for us to see better. Spectacles help us to see. And so the spectacle stories help us to see, help us to understand who Jesus is and what it means for our life. And so then we go to the Sea, S-E-A, of Galilee, where our story takes place. And it takes place in the northern regions of Israel. The Sea of Galilee was notorious for its storms. Now the waters there were ordinarily very calm. As you can see from the map, it's an inland lake. But it was also a often took place where that squalls would come from the sky and what seemed to be a perfectly clear day. And this happened because they came from the heights and the plateaus and the summit of Mount Hermon to the east and the northeast, where the winds were channeled and compressed through these ravines and then released upon the lake. So these great storms would arise, and they would arise quickly and without warning. The Galilean region had a limited number of fishermen. They were not a seafaring people. The sailors of the region were the Phoenicians, which was located on the west coast along the Mediterranean Sea. They were the ones who would go out and battle the oceans and the seas. And Galilee was mostly just the fishermen, those who went out upon the lake. But then, in this realm of nature, storms were apart and they could strike. But the people understood it to be more than just nature, but also a dark, destructive power. One that carried violence and unstoppable strength. And so the spectacle stories of Jesus are to awaken a sense of awe and excitement, where the power of Jesus is on display. The narrator understands our human reactions to power. The struggle with power goes on throughout our life. I recognize the importance of our nurturing years, those from infancy to those of, say, a young child. For it is in this time that develops a relationship, a bond between mother and children, and father and children. Now, there was a bond with my parents, but sometimes it came into question. There was one day my mother told my father, "I'm taking Tom to the zoo." My father grumbled, "Don't bother. If they really want him, let them come and get him." But that bond in our early years is important because it prepares us for the disciplinary years that come in our later childhood and our adolescence and even life as an early adult, where discipline is necessary, where there is structure, where there are limits, where there is responsibility. But even in childhood, we begin to exercise our own power, maybe over our younger siblings or those whom we see as weaker, or maybe someone in our neighborhood, or maybe with our own self. We like that sense of power. A father recognized that need to help his young son learn about power and making decisions for himself. His son was only 3 years old and Father's Day was approaching, so he took him to the store and allowed his son to pick out a Father's Day card. And so he watched as his young son went through the card and picked up each card and opened it up and put it back in the rack. Now this is a 3 year old, remember. Picking up a card and opening it up, putting it back in the rack, going through all the cards, and finally the father said to the son, "Did you find a nice card for Daddy yet?" And the boy says, "I'm looking for one that already has the money in it." But we begin to exercise our own sense of power and decision making. But there are other lessons to be learned. That there are those powers that are greater than us. There are those that are more powerful. We live in a society with a legal system that has power over us. Often our careers have power over us and decisions that we make, or even our families. And then there is God, recognizing that power over us. And throughout life, we experience the power that is held over us, that power to direct us and guide us and to discipline us. So there are lessons to be learned. And with those lessons, there are many ways in which we can react. And sometimes it's difficult to accept the power that is over us. And so the spectacle stories share the reaction to the power of Jesus. The disciples know the destructive power of the storms and the potential of the storms. We can recognize that in our own lives, in our own regions. Soon upon us is the monsoon season, where the winds will blow and the storms will rage and the dust will rise. Imagine being in the center of that setting and all of a sudden it becomes calm. There are spectacles such as that we read about, but it's more than that. It's more than a physical miracle. It's about how it impacts the disciples. It's about how it impacts the followers of Jesus. We are told that Jesus rebuked the elements, reprimanded the elements, shook his finger at the elements, saying in a sense, "How dare you?" And when the disciples recognized that power and that presence of Jesus with them, then a sense of calm comes over them. And a sense of peace enters their hearts. Our voyage with Jesus is peace even in the midst of the storms that rage around us. The doubts, the tensions, the anxieties, and the worries. There are storms that rage around us. We need to only have to look at our news to see what takes place in our communities and in our country and around the world. The ways in which those who have power abuse others, where racism exerts its power, where hatred shows its power, often in the form of violence. And so we've seen recently how those who exercise power over others results in great tragedy. And we can look at the one individual. The one individual who, for whatever misguided reasons, acts as he does. But there are other storms that are below the surface that are far more subtle. Those storms that teach racism and hatred. Those storms that breed it and encourage it. those storms that we don't see taking place around us. Have you still no faith? Jesus then asks his disciples. Have you no faith? Do you not yet see? Faith is more than just belief. Faith is recognizing the presence of Jesus in our lives. Faith is recognizing the presence of God. And that power that is part of our lives. And that power is evident for others to see. Faith is that power within us that helps us to calm the storms that are around us. Faith is the evidence in which we can lead others in understanding and acceptance and in grace. But as is our nature, we often resist that power. We often resist that presence, that power over us. Have you no faith? Do you recognize the presence in your lives that carries power? And that we are to embrace that power. We are to celebrate that power. Amen.